Minnesota have these people saying enough's enough?
Horrible, to be honest. I didn't expect the weather to change so quickly.
Horrible.
They've officially changed channels at U.S. military bases around the world. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
TVs in all public areas on U.S. military bases are now showing sports rather than news. Stars and Stripes broke the story, saying TVs in military food courts, customer service centers, malls, and other commons areas on bases are no longer showing the news channels because of their divisive political nature. Public TVs on U.S. bases worldwide used to show a loop of news channels, including Fox, CNN, and MSNBC. But that all changed on Monday.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Ford is having to repeat a recall. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Ford is recalling nearly 327,000 F-Series pickup trucks in North America. This is a second recall to fix problems with an engine block heater cable. In December, Ford recalled 874,000 trucks because of contaminants possibly getting into the cables and causing corrosion. The inspections might have actually damaged the cables, which could cause a fire.
Appalled by many empty seats at Bristol Motor Speedway over this past weekend, NASCAR driver Clint Bowyer did some digging and found out that it cost over $300 for a hotel room on the Tennessee-Virginia line near that iconic Bristol Speedway. The president of Bristol Motor Speedway says he's working with the city to try to come up with a solution to make things a little bit more affordable for fans who want to catch a race at Bristol. Although some would say the attendance issue has been a problem that NASCAR has been facing for the last 5 years now. I had a chance to catch up with sports writer Wright Thompson, who tries to put his finger on why NASCAR's attendance seems to be lagging this year.
I can tell you what's going on. They took a race out of North Wilkesboro, and they put a race into Napa Valley. Hubris goeth before the fall, man, always. You could just, as it was happening, you could see it happening. And, you know, this is just, it feels to me, the logical end result of someone making a series of catastrophic decisions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
So, I learned this past week that April is Financial Literacy Month. I know, I'm laughing. What are you laughing for, Mr. Markowski? This should be huge for you and your show.
Right.
We've been doing or trying to make people more financially literate now for 20 years on this program. And it's not an easy thing to do. And if the, I don't know, who are the powers that be that get to declare a month is a certain something something? Who declared that April is Financial Literacy Month? I don't know. It sounds good, right? But people keep doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting some sort of different result, which is what the definition of lunacy. Yeah. I've pushed for financial education in schools. They don't do it the way that they should. And quite honestly, again, people, they get their financial information picking up and reading some headlines or watching a little bit of CNBC or some godforsaken financial program somewhere on a radio. Yeah, I'm making fun of financial radio programs, and I happen to host a financial radio program. But anyway, case in point, and listen, people. I know am I sounding a little bit bitter about this? I don't mean to, but again, I wish everyone, you got to put yourself into my shoes. Put yourself into my shoes. The time that we put in, the work that we put in here on the program, you know what? It's hard because we strike out a lot. You know, people ask me all the time if I play golf, and I don't play golf. People love the sport, but I keep hearing how frustrating the game is, and how difficult it is. And quite frankly, I don't like, how shall I put it? I don't like to suck at stuff, so I need to put in a lot of work before I'm going to go out there and play with other people. I don't like to embarrass myself, and I know there's a lot of work, a lot of skill involved in that game. But everyone who plays it tells me, oh, my God, it's so frustrating. You want to see what I do for a living? I talk about my Sisyphean battle. And I've told the story. I love the Greek mythology. The story is Sisyphus pushing the rock up to the top of the hill for eternity, having it roll back down on top of you. That's what we do. That's what we do. Hours and hours and hours, and column after column after column, and consultation with people and phone calls. And the reality is most still choose not to listen. Case in point, I saw this story in the Wall Street Journal this past week, and that doesn't surprise me, but it's sad. The title of the column, Fear of Missing Out Pushes Investors Toward Stocks. Huh? As major indexes continue to rise toward last year's records, investors say they are increasingly wary of missing further gains. Huh? So you're getting back in now. Basically what this column says, and they actually interview money managers in this column, about getting people back into the market now. Why did you get out in December? Why? Anybody remember my impassioned pleas back in November and December here on the program, bringing up point after point, example after example, not to lose your head, not to get emotional about the market and its direction over a short term. Do not try to time the market. Don't change what you're doing. If you've got your financial plan in place the right way, you've got things done the right way, you're going to listen to what's going on in the markets and some morons on some television program telling you that the sky is going to fall? People did. So now you're going to get back in. So the market starts falling apart. Market goes down. You sell when things are low. And now you're going to buy back in after things have come back? You might have missed that bit with the whole buy low, sell high. But even that is a bit misleading. But we have a different philosophy here. We buy always. We're buying always. We're never not buying. Obviously, there's certain times where we're buying different things. And we're moving things around in people's portfolios because we have to rebalance. I get that. But every single month, if you were in the accumulation part of your life where you're saving, did you take the month of December off? Because things were getting a little hairy there? And people kept talking about recession and everything going to hell in a handbasket and falling apart? Did you say to yourself, I'm going to sell all and I'm most certainly not going to add to my 401k this month? Did you do that? Was that a good idea? Was it a good idea to sell out of everything that you had back in 2008 and 2009? And then buy back into everything after it all came back? Was that a good idea too? What is it? I don't know what it is about human beings thinking that they can actually time this stuff. I don't. The partners, my brothers at Markowski Investments, what the years collective experience in this industry, I don't know, 90 years? Ask either one of us. We've never ever encountered anyone ever that's been able to time the markets. Never. And you think you're going to be able to do that. So we're at the same place we're at again with most people. And I have a couple stories that we're going to go over today here on the program. One of which here was, where was this from? This was, Bloomberg, excuse me. Half of older Americans have nothing in retirement savings. The bad news is that almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved in a 401k or other individual account. The good news is that the new estimate is slightly better than it was a few years earlier. Wow. That's pretty bad. Now, the median household of those aged 65 to 74 had $148,000 saved. Okay, but if you actually you take into account, you look at it a little bit closer, based upon, you know, there's obviously some people way at the top that skew that number, the numbers aren't even nearly that good. Why? Why is this? Many reasons. Many reasons. Yeah, people making and doing silly things with their money at a young age, losing, and then saying to them, oh, that thing's a racket. It's a scam. I'm not going to do that. Well, what are you going to do then? Nothing? Nothing. Maybe you just did the wrong thing. Maybe you just don't quite understand what the markets can do for you and the tool that they can be. See, I understand it. I grasp it. I'm telling you right here and now, we're not showing you doubles, triples, quadruples on your money. That's not going to happen. We're realistic in regards to what we can do. We understand that each and everyone's individual situation is unique. And we construct and we put together portfolios around you and your family and what you want to do. There's no fads. There's no get rich quick. There's no deviating from what has worked. In reality, what has worked for thousands of years? Yeah, I love classical literature. The wisdom of the ancients. You can find investing wisdom in the Bible and the things that it teaches. What do you think things are? You think that they've got some sort of computer program now? Some algorithm? Some quant that can defy all that? No, they don't. And even some of the ones that work for a little while. I laugh. I watch these wizards of smart. Oh, yeah, they're, wow, look at the streak that we're on. Oh, that's going to collapse. That's going to fall apart. They're arrogant. Don't be like that. I hate seeing these numbers. I don't like it. We help people all the time that have made really, really poor choices. And yeah, guess what? They're going to have to work harder. They're going to have to put money away, more money away. They're going to have to start rethinking things. Many conversations we have with people all the time. What you were thinking is not going to happen. It's not going to happen based upon what we're dealing with right now. And I'm not a magician. So you know what? We're going to have to rethink maybe when you're going to want to stop working. And maybe, guess what? You might have to work a little bit during retirement. It's not the end of the world, but it's the reality. Going to take a quick break. Many of the things that we talked about here on the program, talking about here today, retirement crisis, we've been talking about for decades. I feel old because now I measure time in decades, not years. We have a retirement crisis white paper that has been downloaded countless times. Read it. Read it from cover to cover. It's not that long. Get yourself in the know. Download it right there at watchdogonwallstreet.com. Get a free consultation with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great things right there at the site, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. I'm confused. Why is our national dialogue, the push and pull between left and right, always focused on how much more money is required to solve the problems of our state and federal governments? How come it's never about spending taxpayer dollars more wisely? Where are the candidates proclaiming that they can do the same or more with fewer dollars, the direct result of their incredible stewardship of the public trust? Seriously, it doesn't matter how big the problem is, the nature and the details of the problem, how long it's been a problem, how much has already been spent to solve the problem, and so on. In fact, specifics aren't important whatsoever. More money is always desperately required to solve the tragic and life-threatening problem. Combined apathy? We don't seem to care too much. Are facts not important? And why is poor stewardship most often rewarded with re-election? Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Well, I looked it up during the break. I looked it up. Financial Literacy Month was started in 2003 to teach Americans how to establish and maintain healthy financial habits. Yeah. Sorry. I'm in the trenches every day. I'm on the front lines every day. It hasn't helped. It hasn't helped. And in fact, I don't see any noticeable difference at all. At all. Let's think about retirement. They like to use the phrase the retirement stool. No, I'm not talking about poop. Okay? A stool he could sit on. Three legs. Private savings. At Vanguard. At Vanguard, the average 401k account value for an investor age 65 and older is $192,877 2018. Now, that number is inflated by a small number of people that are saving a lot. The median balance is $58,000. Now, let's think about this in terms of 20 years. 20 years. That's completely realistic in today's day and age. If you're taking care of yourself, you're going to reach 65. You have a good chance you're going to reach 85. The mortality numbers are skewed in this country today because of drug overdoses. It is. Just as much as in the past, way back when, the mortality was messed with because many children died at a young age and in childbirth. So let's take 20 years. You want 58,000? 20 years? 3,000 bucks a month you can take out of that account. $3,000. So, guess what? You might have a pension, right? Pension. The median private pension is about 9,000 bucks a year. Obviously, government workers it's much, much better than that. But that's it. That's the median private pension, $9,000. So let's move on to Social Security. And we all know the problems with Social Security that are coming down the pike. The average Social Security check was $1,400 a month, which is what, 17 grand a year. So let's add up. Well, what is this? Personal savings, $3,000. This is median people. Pension, $9,000. Social Security, $17,000. If you get all those three things, you're a little under $30,000 a year. Now, it's possible you can live on $30,000 a year, especially if you own your own home and you have low expenses and you live in a relatively low-cost part of the country. But it's not a robust retirement. It's not one of those retirements that you're seeing on television with your river cruises and your vineyards in Napa. But the reality is that 27% of households have a defined benefit plan. That's a pension. 33% have a defined contribution plan, a 401k. And other forms of personal savings don't add up much. Guess what? Younger Americans who are really trying to get their mind right at a young age, they're not getting pensions. Not happening. Government, yes, and they're not nearly the pensions that they were in the past. Trust me, not even close. Not even close. So you better start rethinking things. And that's okay. That's okay. Again, we like dealing with reality here on the program. And what we'd like you to do is to forget. Forget all the crap that you've heard in commercials, all the crap that you might have been told by the guy running your 401k plan. All the traditional notions of retirement. Again, you got to think about it. Retirement is not in a long-term old concept. For the most part, I mean, it happened in the late 19th century, but it's pretty much a 20th century concept that here in the United States really took on a life of its own after the Great Depression. And you know, listen, I don't want to be a party pooper, people, but sorry, party's over in many respects. More on this when we get back. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction from members of Congress to the news that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arrested from the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Senator Joe Manchin is hoping there can be some sort of resolution now.
I'm glad. Tickled to death. Yeah, I'm glad that we finally got that. We can get some facts and get the truth out. Maybe we can help put an end to all this stuff.
A London court will now decide on a U.S. extradition request. One person is dead and more than a dozen were injured after a gas line explodes in Durham, North Carolina. It happened Wednesday, just minutes after an office human resources manager sent an email warning about a smell of gas in the building. Deputy Fire Chief Chris Iannuzzi speaking to reporters on Thursday.
There was one fatality, the owner of the Caffeinate coffee shop, and we want to express our condolences to the family and the friends of him because we know this is a very difficult time for them.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take?
fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Again, I've talked about this before here on the program, the old Boy Scouts, be prepared and preparing for the worst. I'm looking right now, I'm looking at our retirement crisis white paper, and it's one of the headlines I write in there, prepare for the worst. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't have wrote it that way. I go back and sometimes I look at things and it might be in the wrong way of putting things out there. Yeah, because we're positive people here. And the sense we're positive is that we think that, guess what? Your entire life, you should be living. You should be living. You should be enjoying. We don't want you to have to look at everything that you spend, every coffee that you buy. That's not living. That's walking around with change. Now, granted, if you do the wrong thing for a period of time, guess what? Guess what? You're going to have some lean years, and you're going to have to make some changes. And you get yourself way too far into debt, way too much in credit card debt, own too much stuff. You're going to have to make some big changes in what you do for a period of time. Get yourself back in financial shape. It's kind of the same thing, like you're out of shape. You eat too much, drink too much, get fat and out of shape. You know, you know what? You got to put the work in. You got to lay off the pizza and all that other stuff to get yourself back in shape, and then you can get back into it and you can start enjoying it in moderation. A really wise Jesuit priest told me that a long, 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 long time ago. Everything in life in moderation. And again, you can experience everything. You can go on the vacations with family. You can do all of these things. But you know what? You need to be smart. You can't fall into traps. You can't do stupid things with your money and investing and trying to get rich quick. Get rich quick in various different fads, trying to time the market. You pay yourself every single month. But, you know, I find this one of the most fascinating things in dealing with retirees today and just how it's sad at the same time. One of the biggest fears that elderly people have is outliving their money. Do you want that fear? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to stop working completely if you shouldn't? Maybe you could be working a little bit longer. Maybe you could work part-time. Is it worth it to have that fear? That, oh, man, sure, boy, I'm real healthy here. And, man, oh, man, I may run out of money. And you don't see the marketing right now and how this is being played upon. This fear has been played on with reverse mortgages being pitched all over the place. And, yeah, there's costs for health care. There's all sorts of things that you need to take into consideration. Get things done the right way as soon as you possibly can. Also, you're going to be pitched all sorts of ridiculous cookie cutter. You know, funny thing is that, and I'm seeing commercials being run on CNBC and other places saying that we don't use cookie cutter plans. And that's exactly what these big firms do. That's exactly what they do. Unless, of course, you're big doings. Yeah, listen, you start coming in at seven figures, yeah, it's different for you. But for most people out there, it's not. And it's one of the things I like to get across to people here, and I oftentimes don't do it enough. We help everyone. You understand? I don't discriminate. None of us here. We're not. Oh, I'm only just starting out. I only have $50,000. Yes. 99.9% of the high quality certified financial planners will show you the door. They don't want to deal with you. They don't. We do. One of the differences here at Markowski Investments is we find joy. We find joy personally in making people wealthy, helping them to become wealthy. Well, you make yourself wealthy, but helping you to do it along the way. It's easy to take wealthy people and keep them there. It's real fun. Real fun taking that ride along the way. Got to take a break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
That's right, Ron. In one corner, we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at a whopping 6,000 tons. And in the other, this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
Ron, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
This driver can't think he can beat a train. I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. Trying to beat a train is more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit ctracksthinktrain.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. As you might be able to tell, it's like a cathartic thing for me here, what I do here on The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, dealing with all of my listeners, and especially new clients that are coming in and people that are contacting us from all over the country. And I feed off what's happening out there. I do. And the emails and the questions that we get. And I know. Is he passionate about this stuff? Well, again, put yourself in my shoes. I'm dealing with it every day. I am. It's hard to explain. One of the other things I like to do, I coach kids. I love the game of lacrosse, and I love working with young kids, and more and more of my kids are going off and getting scholarships, and many of these kids are now doctors and lawyers and business owners from kids that I coached years ago. One of my my old interns is an oncologist now. He's texted me this past week. He's having his second child, and I love all of this stuff. And again, this is one of the most rewarding things about what we do here on the program. I may not have a very good batting average with people listening to me when it comes to warning them about ripoffs and scams. And I'm honest about that. People, again, they want to believe. They want to believe in the pie in the sky stuff. They do. And again, it takes people time. It takes people time to come around. I have, you know how many people that join? I should have come over and I should have listened to you guys years ago. I'm like, years ago? How long have you been listening to my program? Oh, 4 or 5 years? I wish they had done it sooner. But it's the success and our clients, seeing where they go, what they're going to do. It makes it all worthwhile. And being able to deal with everyone. You know how great that is? You know how it is? Think about it. I could go, and let's say I could go put together a super all-star team of players. I'm using the terms of sports, and go out and win some tournaments here and there. But what's more satisfying? Building up a program from the ground floor, teaching kids the fundamentals, learning how to play, and then going on and taking on the Titans? Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. And that's what really makes our job really a lot of fun here at Markowski Investments and the radio show. So, yes, we're here to help. We're not going to show you the door. We're not one of those firms that has a bouncer outside the front door. Sorry, folks, firms close unless you got $10 million to invest. Uh-uh. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Or give us a call, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. Several weeks ago on the program, we got involved, talked a little bit about real estate and the real estate business and some of the problems that I have with that industry. And it's like clockwork. You get the couple emails and some phone calls in from some real estate agents in various different parts of the country angry with me. We don't do business like that. Well, why don't you listen a little bit closer? I never said all of you do business that way. But don't tell me that you don't know it happens. I'm in the financial services business, and I come on this program week in and week out and criticize my own industry. Let's all be honest here. One of the things that I mentioned we were talking about is that just understanding real estate, the reality of real estate, in particular, your home. I saw this story this past week, and again, I file this under fake news because it's not given the proper perspective. This was off CNBC. Manhattan real estate, New York City, Manhattan real estate sales fall for sixth straight quarter, the longest losing streak in 30 years. Oh, no. What does that mean? I mean, oh boy, that can't be good. What do you mean? Why is that not good? Is it not good for people out there looking to get an apartment, get a condo, find a home? So one thing I never really seem to understand when people love talking about it, real estate always has to go up all the time. The reality is real estate goes up. Historically, fact, don't let any real estate agent tell you otherwise, at the rate of inflation. We had a massive spike back in 2005, 2006, 2007, and crash, bang, boom. The inevitable happened because it was a bubble. So, explain to me how this is an awful story. Manhattan real estate had its worst first quarter since the financial crisis, capping the longest losing streak for sales in over 30 years. Well, Manhattan real estate has to come back down to earth. And we oftentimes forget that, gee whiz, supply and demand play a part in this. When I moved to New York City ages ago, and if we put this in a proper perspective, I wasn't looking for apartments online. I was looking for apartments in the back of the Village Voice and in newspapers. Going from place to place to place. There are no signs on the side of buildings. Nothing. For rent, apartments open here, new apartments, condos. Uh-uh. Now? All over Manhattan. All over the city, old commercial space being converted into apartments, new construction going up everywhere, signs up everywhere. The supply has increased. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen? Supply and demand. Now, I've talked about this before. And many times people will they'll talk about their home and say, well, you know, part of my financial plan, my home is worth this. Okay. My home is worth something too. But what happens? Again, black swans, people, they're out there. Don't say it can't happen, because it can. What happens if they change the real estate taxes? They put a mansion tax on in your state. Or they raise property taxes. Or for the period of time when you need to sell your home, guess what? Interest rates go through the roof. Interest rates go through the roof. And then what? The value of your home has to come down. We try to teach people here, and it's not popular. It's not popular because people do not like hearing it. It's not popular with many, not all, real estate agents out there that like to sell people that, hey, you buy your home and it's a wonderful, wonderful investment. No. Sometimes it can be. Sometimes it can be. Sometimes it can be, and it can work out fantastic. I had that situation happen to me in my first home. Second home, I sold it for what I bought it for 10 years after I bought it, but after the money that I put into it and the upkeep, I lost. I didn't make money, but it's a bill. It's a bill. Guess what? You have a grocery bill, don't you? Groceries are a necessity, are they not? You have to eat to live. Guess what else is? Place to live. A place to live. And what we try to tell people when it comes to their homes is treat your home like it's a bill. It's a bill we like to pay. At least I do. I love my home. I love the memories within the four walls of my home, the things that we're able to do here. God willing, who knows? Who knows? Maybe, and I hope this is the case, I hope I'll be able to sell it. Hope I'll be able to sell it and make a little bit of a money on it. I hope that that's the case. But then again, I think about, oh, gee whiz, you think about all the money that I put into the home, and I do it because I want to. I don't convince myself that this is a wonderful investment. I got a lot more on this, believe it or not. We're going to talk more about this. Again, we got to take a break right here. When we get back, we're going to get into real estate reality. I also got to talk about the unicorns again. Yes, we're going unicorn hunting on the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I want to remind everybody, take advantage of all the great stuff that we have at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump says he absolutely agrees with Attorney General Bill Barr that the government spied on his campaign in 2016.
I think what he said was absolutely true. There was absolutely spying into my campaign. I'll go a step further. In my opinion, it was illegal spying, unprecedented spying, and something that should never be allowed to happen in our country again.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren is calling for a major tax increase on large corporations. The Massachusetts Democratic senator unveiled a plan to impose a 7% increase on corporations making over $100 million.
That way, nobody escapes paying nothing. Everybody profits from being part of this country, and everybody ought to have to make a contribution.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lawyers for WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange are fighting his extradition request from the United States. WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Kristen Hrafnsson says UK officials must stop the extradition request.
The UK government needs to make a full assurance that a journalist will never be extradited to the United States.
Prosecutors are charging celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti in a 36-count federal indictment. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Avenatti's been indicted by a federal grand jury for fraud, perjury, failure to pay taxes, embezzlement, and other financial crimes. The grand jury in Southern Cal believes that the former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels and others stole millions of dollars from five clients and used shell companies and bank accounts to try to cover it up. While he insists he's going to be exonerated, some say Avenatti must have seen the charges coming when, after discussing a possible run for the White House early this year, he abruptly announced he wouldn't be running.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act.